Today's scripture comes from Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 26. The next day, Moses sat as judge for the people, while the people stood around him from morning until evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone, while all the people stand around you from morning until evening?" Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me, and I decide between one person and another, and I make known to them the stats and instructions of God." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you are doing is not good. You will surely wear yourself out, both you and these people with you, for the task is too heavy for you. You cannot do it alone. Now listen to me. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. You should represent the people before God and should bring their cases before God. Teach them the statutes and instructions and make known to them the way they are to go and the things they are to do. You should also look for able men among all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate dishonest gain. Set such men over them as officers over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Let them sit as judges for all the people all the time. Let them bring every important case to you, but decide every minor case for themselves. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this, and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure. All these people will go to their home in peace." So Moses listened to his father-in-law and did all that he said. Moses chose able men from all Israel and appointed them as heads over the people, as officers over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. And they judged the people at all times. Hard cases they brought to Moses, but any minor case they decided for themselves. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hello? I'm a little busy right now.
Anybody ever feel like that some days? Yeah. There are people needing you, people depending upon you, people always dumping things on you. And what do? You keep saying yes, 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 don't you? After a while, we start feeling like a doormat, don't we? Until we, like Ray with his bundle of stuff, can't see very clearly anymore. That's a problem for many of us today, and that's why I'm doing this sermon series on life out of control. There's an app for that. In today's message, we're talking about how we need to learn to say no. We say yes to so many things, and we're so busy doing so much that we aren't doing anything really well. Even churches are guilty of this. We try to do everything. We try to do and try to meet the needs of all people and try to do so many different things to draw people to the church, to God, to the kingdom. And we end up not doing them very well or sort of half you know what. We're living at too frantic a pace in our world today. Many of us are overloaded, overcommitted, and are headed for burnout. Last week, you heard me mention a book by Kirk Byron Jones. Might remember the title of it? Addicted to Hurry. Yes. Have you ordered it yet? Okay. Addicted to Hurry. And in that book, I shared with you what Kirk Byron Jones says happens when we are too busy and when we are in a hurry. We are unable to see clearly. We are unable to listen carefully. We're unable to think deeply. and we're unable to live at a what he calls a savoring pace, or to live life fully. And today, I want to add one more that he refers to, and it's not being able to serve God effectively. If we are too busy, if we are overcommitted and overloaded, we tend to not be able to serve God more effectively. Sometimes we've got to just say no. How many of you remember that phrase from the 80s and 90s? I believe it was Nancy Reagan who was on a campaign to curb the tide of drug use in schools and colleges, and the message was telling kids, just say no. And then eventually it turned into a message about premarital sex. Reminded me of another commercial. Remember the Capital One commercials with David Spade? I got one here off of YouTube. Go ahead and run that, Todd.
Hi, I'd like to redeem my credit card miles someplace warm.
No.
But I'm in Chicago. It's freezing.
Ooh, I predict a no storm.
Can my miles get me to Mexico?
No way, Jose.
St. Thomas?
St. Happening.
Hawaii?
No, huh?
Cabo.
Cab no, maybe.
L.A.?
N.O.
Who's in charge over there?
That would be our C.E.N.O.
Go from no to no hassle with Capital One No Hassle Rewards. There's no blackout dates on any airline anytime.
Nine.
What?
Niet.
But
no.
I'm calling Capital One.
Nunca. What's in your wallet?
Sorry, it was a little grainy on YouTube. This week I sent a question out by Facebook, which I try to do every week to kind of help get the juices flowing for the sermon preparation. And I asked the question, why do people struggle with saying no? And here are some of the answers. They struggle with saying no because they like to be needed and noticed. Someone says that they don't know how to say no because they need that affirmation and that validation in what they're doing. Someone said, I feel guilty when I say no, and are afraid that people won't like me if I say no to them. Someone said, no one can do it like I do. How many of you have been guilty of that? And it won't get done unless I do it. I'm sure all of that sounds familiar. One thing we've got to remember is that each and every one of us has the same number of hours to get done what we need to get done in every week. That's what this 168 is on. Anybody know what that is? That's the number of hours in 1 week. None of us gets any more or any less. We have the same 168 hours. And in that 168 hours, we have the time to do certain things. Now, like you, I have to sleep. And so I brought a pillow to remind me that I got to sleep. And some people say you need 8 hours of sleep. I can usually get by with 5 or 6 because I want to squeeze more stuff into my schedule. So I get up extra early to go work on that paper or work on that report or work on that sermon. Oh yes, we've got to eat. So we've got to eat. So that takes a little bit of time. I of course I'm a pastor, so I'm, you know, this is my book, this is our book, and I have to study that, of course. And oh yes, I have I'm a pastor, so I have a certain responsibility to the church to provide, you know, worship. And so that reminds me, there's time for, almost every day, a daily devotion. Try to squeeze that in. I serve on, oh, by the way, there's a lovely young lady sitting right over there that I have to try to squeeze time for, too, as well. And what else? I sit on a couple of conference boards and agencies that I'm expected to attend meetings, and a lot of times I don't make those because of other commitments. And as pastor, I'm considered an ex officio of every other committee, every administrative committee on the church, so I'm reminded that I have those responsibilities. I like to read, but unfortunately leisure reading is a rarity, so I try to do a little bit of that. I couldn't squeeze my putter in here, so I brought my golf shoe. So I get to try to play a little golf from time to time. You all know I like to fish, so I brought the reel instead of the pole. And I love to cook out in the summertime, so I brought my spatula. And I like to do work around the yard. I have a tomato patch. I try to grow tomatoes, and I like working in the around the shrubbery and whatnot. So, you know, after a while, my box starts getting over full. It's there's too much here, and some things start to fall out. And usually, what falls out is time with Pat, and a lot of times devotions suffer, and my Bible reading and my leisure reading. All of that to say that when our lives are too full, when our lives are too full, every yes that we say is a no to something or someone else. Think about that. You only have 168 hours. And when we say yes to an already loaded plate or box, if you will, guess what? Something else has to go. Something else has to be removed, right? Saying yes to something or someone means something or someone else will have to suffer. The problem is that many of us have an overinflated view of ourselves. We take ourselves too seriously. That reminds me of a story I heard about two prime ministers. This story was told by Benjamin Zander, who is the director, the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra. And he was at a leadership conference some time ago, and he was talking about rule number six. Rule number six. Tuck this away now. Remember rule number six. He tells the story of two prime ministers who were in a high-level meeting in a country, and they're sitting in the meeting, and all of a sudden one of the prime minister's staff comes running in. Prime minister, we have this urgent matter to take. And he says, I've got this, get this done, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Oh, please, please help me. You know, and the prime minister just raises his hand and says, George, remember rule number six. That's right. And he leaves the room very calmly. A few minutes later, Mary comes running in. Oh, Prime Minister, says, I've got this urgent matter that needs to be taken care of right away. He says, I don't know how I'm going to get it done, but I need your help. And the Prime Minister raises his hand and says, Mary, remember rule number six.